but...
Well, thanks for just... You just ruined my intro.
I'm sorry. Stay healthy, my friends.
Ready, Freddy.
Oh, that was funny. Oh.
God damn it. Welcome to the Dreamcast, a.k.a. the Sick Cast. Because I just got past the sickness, and so did Jake, sort of.
Oh, he gave it to me.
I did.
Thanks.
We passed it exactly how you're imagining right now.
Yeah, like a kidney stone.
I don't even know how. I probably, like, forgot to wipe down the Xbox controller or something, and, like, that's how it got to you.
That was it.
Wash your hands, and wash everything you come into contact with, including your clothes.
And your friends.
Yeah, if you contact your friends.
Just throw a bar of soap at them.
Yeah. Tell him to do it. So, movies.
Movies, yeah. I saw a couple movies.
Yeah, you've seen a couple movies since we last did an episode?
Since I've been sick. I watched, I wanted to see some monsters, so I watched Clash of the Titans. I know
to see some monsters.
I did, dude. I freaking love monsters.
It's like how you said it.
But, I know everybody hates on that movie, but I actually think it's cool, and I like
Release the Kraken.
Yeah.
From Liam Neeson.
Yeah. Yeah, Liam Neeson's in it. The guy who plays Voldemort is in it.
Oh,
Sam Worthington. The guy who played Avatar in Avatar. Jake Sully. And, like, a couple other people are in it.
Nice.
So, it's really cool. Also, what's his face? The smuggler from Game of Thrones. I can't think of it.
You talking about Sir Davos?
Sir Davos. He's in it.
Really?
Yeah, he's... Nice. He. I mean...
Is he the same character?
Kind of. He's just kind of there, pretty pissed off at everyone, but also has some wisdom. And, nice. Yeah. He suffers a terrible fate.
Oh.
Yeah.
Spoilers.
Also watched 300 because I wanted to see some killing.
Yeah, that's a good movie.
And that's freaking cool. Somewhere I heard that if you take out all of the slow motion frames or like sequences in that movie, the movie's only like a half hour long.
I would believe it.
Like any scene that has slow motion in it, just remove it. But it's freaking cool.
Yeah, it is.
What have you seen since
I got to go see It 2?
Yeah, like a twice. Crazy person.
I really liked it. I was blown away by how well they did the cast. Like, it's like they waited 30 years and just, like, you know, did part two with the same actors plus, like, an unaged Bill Skarsgård.
Wow.
It was great. You had James McAvoy, you had Jessica Chastain, you had Bill Hader. I can't think of his name, but, like, the Old Spice dude.
Look at me. I'm on a couch.
Yeah, he plays Mike grown up. And then a couple other fantastic actors that I don't know the names of off the top of my head. Shout out to Eddie's actor, who did that character. Probably the most true to, like, the kid actor version of that character. It got weird at times, but I thought it was great. It was fantastic.
Would you see it again?
It was very long. That was, like, my only complaint. It feels its run length sometimes because it's almost 3 hours. Like, it's, like, Endgame length.
Jeez. Ah!
But, yeah, it was still good.
That was a burp, ladies and gentlemen.
That's a Spencer
that
burp.
That came out of his face.
I'm having a rum and coke while we do this podcast, is Dreamcast.
Yeah, it's that kind of party. So out of the coke mouse rat.
The coke is trying to escape. That's my mouse rat glass.
Yeah, nobody knows what that means.
Anybody who is a fan of Parks and Rec is now, like, throwing their phone across the room after you said that blasphemous statement.
I'm loyal to The Office only because...
You can like both, although Parks and Rec is better.
I've never really seen Parks and Rec enough to form an opinion.
I'm going to get you to watch that whole show. It's just like The Office.
The Office rules.
But with a better cast. Oh. It's great.
Do they have Creed Bratton?
They have characters similar.
You're similar.
Creed Bratton is great, though. He's my favorite on The Office.
Yeah. Anywho, what are we doing today, Spencer?
What are we going to do today? I think I got a pick because you picked the last one. Yeah. The last one was The Sims.
Wait, shake. Let me shake the hat.
Yeah, you can shake the hat. I actually like. This might be like.
Is that the chosen one? I guess.
No, I don't want it.
All right, well,
that's that. People will think it's rigged.
Oh yeah. All right, there you go. Pick the freaking.
So thing. I'll like listen to podcasts when I'm in the shower, right? And like, I don't know if this is snooty or like. conceited to say, but like I listened to our Sims podcast this morning because I was curious. I was like, I completely forgot what we did for that, so I listened to it and then I realized that you were the one who picked the name. So I get to pick.
I didn't
which
remember,
today so. Will be a live action reboot of the Disney sort. So you're going to like it.
All right.
We are today casting the Snow White live action
remake movie.
So this will be nice because we already have established characters.
Yes.
We have a pretty large cast.
All right.
Well, so. We have obviously the titular character of Snow White.
No, she's just... Eh.
We have the witch. That's got to be two characters.
Her name is Maleficent. Well, yeah, when she changes.
Maleficent's not Snow White.
What is that?
That's Sleeping Beauty.
Oh wow! Yeah.
Jesus.
It's been a minute.
I've seen Sleeping Beauty once, and I like fell asleep during. Dude, and I have not seen Maleficent.
I even saw.
And I
the
called
most,
you on that bullshit.
I saw the most recent Maleficent on an airplane, and I was like, "This is actually kind of cool," and I still thought it was Snow White. Wow.
Wow. No, it's just like, I don't remember her name. The evil queen / the old lady. I already have an idea of who I want for that. Right. And then we have the seven dwarves. Can you name them all?
I'll give my best shot. Sleepy, Dopey, Grumpy, Doc. Dopey, Grumpy,
Doc. That's not a dwarf name.
Sleepy, Dopey, Grumpy, Doc.
Doc, Grumpy. Happy's one, right?
Happy! Can you name them?
We're missing two. Sleepy, Dopey, Doc, Grumpy, Happy. Fucky. and shit.
Wow,
I'm going to look up a Google image of them, honestly, because it's been a long minute since I've seen Snow White. I can honestly say the last thing I've seen of Snow White was probably, like, a lot of the good GIFs that have come out of it and, like, memes.
Right.
Bashful is one.
You're bashful.
You're fucking...
Dopey?
Yeah, Bashful is one. I remember that.
Sneezy!
Sneezy?
Yeah.
Sneezy anus. That's a Game Grumps joke.
We also have the Magic Mirror.
Oh, yeah.
The Huntsman.
Jesus Christ, we're going to run out of room here.
And if you want to do birds, squirrel, bird yodeling, bird, dove.
You know, I think... I think after having Lion King do what it is, we'll probably just CG the animals.
All right, sounds good.
Okay. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 characters to cast. Where do we begin?
I think Snow White
is probably going to be like the one you need to get right. Obviously, you need someone with like kind of the 50s, 60s style, like black bob, kind of like the higher pitched voice, from what I remember.
Who's Black Bob?
The haircut.
Oh, it's like that doesn't make any sense. It's Snow White, not Black Bob.
Who's Black Bob?
Oh my god.
Holy shit.
All right. Well, I mean, yeah, who's got like a little cute little button nose, little How old is she supposed to be? Like 13?
I was thinking 14 for some reason. Oh. Why are you raising your hand?
I don't know. Do we have to find another, like, child actor? Or are we just going to throw Miley Cyrus in just because?
Well, think of, like, the past princesses we've had for the live remakes. We had Emma Watson. You know, you had Lily James. You know, they're not, like, child actors.
True.
You know, you just get somebody to get the part right.
And they have to go like...
They have to have a good singing voice.
Yeah.
My thought...
Missy Elliott.
I don't know who that is. Is that who you want to go with?
No.
Oh. I was going to say... I mean, granted, Snow White has, like, kind of brown eyes.
You're going off eyes.
And, like, kind of smaller eyes. I was going to say Emma Stone, because, like, she can sing. She proved that in La La Land. I think maybe she could pull off, like, the shorter Black Bob cut.
Yeah, she can team up with Black Bob in the costume department.
Oh, God.
I could see that happening.
I mean, that was kind of my first thought. Actually,
are you using a permanent marker?
No, I've always been using dry erase. Oh, I know who I want to cast.
Who do you want to cast as Snow White?
You can look up whoever the hell you want. But I know who I would cast. For both Snow White and the Queen.
Ooh.
I instantly thought of the Queen as soon as I wrote down both things.
I already know who it is.
What?
I already know who it is.
For the Queen?
Yep. I didn't even...
Well, we'll get
this
there.
This is just me going off of my telepathic powers.
So, I know you have seen it because we watched it together. For anybody who has seen The Boys,
yeah,
I want to cast Aaron Moriarty, who was Starlight in The Boys.
Oh, sold. Yes.
She definitely has that look. She could easily pull off the Black Bob
easily.
Cut. Don't know if she can sing or not. She didn't really sing in that show.
Well, I mean,
but
we have auto-tune now.
Yeah, you could have voice vocal trainers
right.
and coaches.
I mean, they did
whatnot.
That in the original animated movies anyway.
Right. I think...
Yes.
Yeah, she's got the look.
Starlight, Snow White.
Who do you think my evil queen cast is?
Oh, it's easily gonna be Cersei Lannister.
No, but that's close. You're on the right track. I wanted to cast Carice Van Houten, who is Melisandre.
Yep, okay. That's
because
even better.
She was aged as the old lady.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was actually her acting in that role, but like...
Just standing there.
You already have the base of, like,
true.
Her as the Red Witch, and
yeah.
then she takes off
yeah.
the necklace and comes super old. That's the old lady!
I like it.
That's the Snow White.
That makes sense.
I'm putting down Carice Van. Van. Pretty sure it's Van.
Does she turn into the freaking dragon in
Van
this one,
Horton.
Or is that also Sleeping Beauty?
That's also Sleeping Beauty.
Oh my god.
I'm, like, shockingly impressed at my knowledge of that movie, and, like, also shocked at your lack of knowledge.
Yeah, well, you know what? It came out in
You're the Disney dude.
It came out in 1937, so it's been a while since I've seen it, okay?
Okay, fine. All right, we gotta...
Also, I've probably seen it once, and then I was like, this is boring. And then I watched Lion King, and I fell in love.
True.
Can you feel...
That's not what we're casting today.
All right, well,
we got to cast the seven dwarves.
I couldn't tell you a single song.
The other titular characters. That's Shrek.
Oh yeah.
Wow, you're rough today. Maybe you should have waited till you were 100%.
Maybe we
should
have waited till you. All right,
yeah?
Who's sleepy? All right,
I know who I want for my doc.
Who's your doc?
Bill Murray.
Oh, so how are we going to do this? Are they all going to be CG? Or are they all going to be like life size? Or are we just...
CGI is short. You give them bright green, like knee length socks. And you green screen out the knees.
Yeah, have them walk around on shoes and their knees. You
drop them down on the ground.
I love it.
So yeah, I would imagine normal actors, and then you know, you would either shrink them down or whatnot. Are we kosher with Bill Murray?
I'm kosher. Yeah, I mean, he's got to be one of them.
With a big full beard. Well, they all have beards, right? Except for Dopey.
Correct.
Just closed out my picture. Yeah, Dopey is the beardless. Everybody else has a sweet ass beard.
Yeah.
I have my grumpy, but I want you to get some castings in.
Alright.
I easily have my grumpy.
You easily have your grumpy.
Yep.
Alright, well,
how about I do grumpy, you do the rest?
Oh.
How many is that? Wait, how many characters did I say we had? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. An odd number.
Great.
Well, I'll cast Grumpy and we can keep thinking of it, unless that's you have a better Grumpy. Nick Offerman.
Oh my god, that's perfect. That is brilliant.
AKA, if you're not familiar with him, the one and only Ron Swanson.
Yes.
As Grumpy.
I want Happy to be someone who can rival Chris Farley, but I can't think of anyone off the top of my head.
So like a Chris Farley type.
A Chris Farley-esque person.
Who's the dude from SNL?
Chris Farley. Okay.
But like the Chris Farley type currently on SNL. Like that dude?
Yeah, I mean, I suppose. Or maybe, what if it was just... Kenan Thompson.
Yeah.
That'd be a good Happy.
Kenan Thompson is a good choice for Happy.
That's right, it is.
Can he grow a beard, though?
Well, we can put a makeup beard on him.
Just a CG beard, like freaking Superman.
Yeah.
CG out his mustache. All
gross lips and stuff. I know who I want for Sleepy.
Oh, yeah?
John C. Reilly. The voice... The like tired, kind of like lazy voice that he plays for Wreck-It Ralph, as I think it'd be perfect for this. He's like, hey, that's guys, right. why don't we just go to sleep, you know what I mean? Like, if you've seen the movie, you know what the heck I'm talking about. If you haven't, well,
should we follow in that vein and cast Will Ferrell as Bashful?
I mean, I think we have to. Will Ferrell needs to make Ferrell a mess bashful? Of something in this, yeah. Love Will Ferrell. He has to, has to be paired with John C. Reilly.
My God. I really like these. Yeah. This dwarf. This might be my favorite casting we've done yet. We're not even done.
Would it be... would it go too far? It might.
The audience can't hear your thoughts, Jake.
Yeah, well, I'm processing.
Verbalize your thoughts.
I want you to cast Dopey while I think of my sneezy.
Dopey. Well, he's kind of like the young dumb boy, right? Oh, wow. I'm actually looking at the... You know in, like, childhood, the Little Golden Book series?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's... I'm looking at the cover of it. I didn't even realize that until now, yeah. Because it's got the little gold trim on the side.
Wow. This is purely I remember that.
This is purely to burn airtime, but it's working.
That's okay.
It's just something I notice. See, that's verbalizing your thoughts.
That is verbalizing.
I'm gonna pee later.
That's great.
Don't know when, but it's gonna happen. $5? That's fucking ridiculous. So Dopey. Kind of the dumb little boy type, but still lovable at heart. Oh, I got it. I know who I want.
Who's that?
I know my Dopey.
I know my truth.
Rupert Grint.
Oh my god.
AKA Ronald Weasley from the Harry Potter movies.
That's perfect.
He encapsulates kind of like the dumb dumb but lovable.
The lovable Dopey friend.
Yep.
Yes.
I think he would have fun with his group, too. And we haven't really seen him in anything else besides Harry Potter. It'd be cool to see him in something.
This is your big comeback. We're here for you, Snow White.
I think he just, like, went off on his own.
Yeah.
Well,
so, for Sneezy, would it be too far to cast Peter Dinklage as just like
as sneezy?
As sneezy. And have him, every time he sneezes, he gets a little bit more annoyed that nobody says bless you. Or salud. Or whatever the dwarves say when someone sneezes.
I love it.
Like, every time he just, like, a little bit more annoyed. And kind of puts him on the edge a little bit.
It would make sense, too, to have, you know, there's lots of talented, you know, little people, actors out there.
Politically correct. It would
make sense to have somebody in there.
Right.
And sort of why not have the most talented?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yes.
We still need a magic mirror and a huntsman.
Well,
I kind of feel like the magic mirror should be a female actor, since it's very, like, I mean, it's male dominated, but they're all going to be in, like, one scene together, so maybe
it's
not a huge issue.
True.
How is the, for some reason, when I picture the magic mirror, I can only think of the Shrek mirror.
No.
How similar.
It's a lot more scary. It's like,
how is the mirror in Sleeping Beauty compared to...
Oh, yeah. So the magic mirror...
Firing some shots.
I swear it was, like, super scary. It was green and had big lips and was like, mirror, mirror on the wall. No, he doesn't say that. Freaking, he just looked like
lady outside the wall.
Look like an old face or something, almost like the organ in Beauty and the Beast. The
I've never seen Beauty and the Beast.
Well, it's not in the first one, but it's in like a one off series thing.
Almost so it's like kind of an old face.
Yeah.
An old wizened face. That's part of like a telepathic object that you talk to through a wall. Being.
Yes.
Did you see the new Power Rangers movie?
I did not. But it's just kind of like a green mask looking old face with lips.
Interesting. Because I was going to say Bryan Cranston, because he was the...
Oh, man, yeah, that could
like,
be good.
He was like the wall-talking dude in that. But yeah, looking at the picture now, I don't see that.
Well, I immediately thought of... Whatever Mr. General in Star Wars that looks like a skeleton face.
Peter Cushing?
Yeah, that's the one.
He's dead.
Well, freaking...
Unless you want to contact his estate again to revive him like they did for Rogue One.
Are you serious?
But instead you're just doing it. Yeah, that's how they got him in Rogue One.
No way.
Yeah. That's how... Because, he died in like the 90s. But they needed the Grand Moff Tarkin character in Rogue One to explain, you know, the Death Star creation. So they CGI'd him onto an actor that looked a lot like him.
That's
similar
amazing.
With like the Princess Leia at the end of that movie. And like it still comes off a little uncanny valley, but it's still probably like the closest we're ever gonna get to CGIing people. His estate said this is okay to do that. By the way, they didn't just do it.
Well, what if we had someone a little bit more lively play him then? Someone like Gary Oldman or something.
Ooh.
Gary
Oldman can do anything.
I know. We would just have to like deepen his voice a lot more.
Mm-hmm. He can kind of deepen his own voice,
you
too.
You can deepen your voice.
I had a thought for somebody, but it got lost in the conversation. So, yeah, let's do... Gary Oldman.
Yeah. Or freaking Green Goblin.
Ooh, Willem Dafoe.
Willem Dafoe.
Yeah,
has to be Willem Dafoe.
Yeah, Willem Dafoe.
He's a creepy mofo when he does that little smile.
It's kind of a nod to his Green Goblin days,
yes.
too.
Yes.
If you don't know Willem Dafoe, Green Goblin, you're welcome.
Also that one detective
in
Boondock Saints who steals the show.
He's in a lot of shit.
Well, yeah.
We need a huntsman.
A huntsman?
Isn't that kind of like the prince chivalrous? Who's the one who kisses her when she's dead?
That's Sleeping Beauty.
Is that the huntsman?
That's Sleeping Beauty.
Who's the dude who... No, because Snow White passes out. Because she eats that apple.
Oh, yeah, and then she's in like the glass coffin
She's in
thing?
The glass thing, and then the dude comes in.
Yeah.
Is that the huntsman?
Yeah, he's just like...
Or is that a prince dude? Is there two dudes? Who's the huntsman?
Who is the huntsman in Snow White.
Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs Huntsman. Yeah, that's not him. That's not the dude who kisses her.
Let me see.
We've got...
The cartoon one? Well, I mean...
Yeah, that dude. That's not the guy who kisses her.
Oh, no, not even close.
Who the fuck
that
is the
prince? That
can
be Gary Oldman. And the prince can be some pretty boy. Like, or
then who do you want?
Bloom.
Oh, yeah, because we didn't do... Yeah, Huntsman, Gary Oldman.
Yeah, he could definitely pull off that Black Bob looking, Robin Hood looking... tan suit wearing.
The prince is just some weird little douchebag. Yeah. He's just called the prince. Disney Wiki calls him the prince.
All right, make it Chris Pratt.
That's Prince Charming. That picture. No, Chris Pratt's too good for that. Prince.
Well, who do you
Isn't
think?
Isn't Prince Charming the one who rescues, like, Rapunzel out of the
Dude,
keep?
Dude, that's Flynn Rider, fam.
I'm not talking Tangled. I'm talking, like, classic Rapunzel.
No, Prince Charming is Cinderella.
That's right. Too many fucking princes.
Stupid.
Well, who the fuck is going to be this dude?
This dopey little guy? Michael Cera. I don't care.
I want to try to cast someone we haven't done before.
McLovin!
Someone the audience will buy.
Oh, yeah.
$79 for his outfit?
Some
Jeez.
Pretty boy. Snow White pretty boy. Think out loud, Spencer.
Okay. You're one to tell me.
I mean, what about...
I'm trying to think of somebody, like, around Erin Moriarty's age.
Who's that?
Who will work... She was Starlight.
Oh.
Someone around her age that'll work for this dude.
Going to Disney Channel.
So probably somebody like... Yeah, we should probably get... Should we just cast like... like fucking...
Mitchell Musso?
Who's the dude from One Direction?
The
one everybody likes.
That guy. Harry Styles.
Yeah. Let's just put in Harry Styles.
Alright, he's the freaking filler.
I actually just saw, because, like, a lot of people wanted him for the Little Mermaid live action.
For Prince Eric?
Yeah, and he turned it down, so maybe he would turn this one down. Unless we contractually obligate him, which we will do in our universe.
Yes.
Cool. We have everyone.
We work by force here.
Yeah, we do. So, Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, as told by Jake and Spence. our Snow White character, played by Erin Moriarty, a.k.a. Starlight, of The Boys.
Yes.
I almost said The Seven, which is still correct.
I mean, yeah.
She has a run-in with the Evil Queen. I don't remember the story very well. The Evil Queen, played by Carice Van Houten, who was Melisandre from Game of Thrones, who... talks to her magic mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all, and Willem Dafoe responds back and says, "It ain't you, bitch." So then she's like, "Oh my god." And then somewhere along the road, the Seven Dwarves pop in. I don't know what's the official order of the dwarves.
Oh, who cares?
Okay, fine.
It's...
Well, you have kind of the leader. Doc is basically the leader, played by Bill Murray.
Classic.
And then you have Happy, Grumpy, Bashful, Sneezy, Sleepy, Dopey. If I remember that correctly, we've got the Happy Keenan Thompson, Grumpy Nick Offerman, Bashful Will Ferrell, Sneezy Peter Dinklage, Sleepy John C. Reilly, and Dopey Rupert Grint. The Seven Dwarves.
The Seven.
The Seven.
Yeah.
The Lords of the Seven.
The Lords of the Seven.
Somewhere in there is the Huntsman character, who I do not remember.
I don't remember him
But
at
he's
all.
Gonna be Gary Oldman. And then,
there you go, Gary Oldman, do
Carice
the thing.
Van Houten, transforms into her old lady self that we saw also in Game of Thrones, and gives Snow White the red apple, and she like, near dies, and then the prince, played by Harry Styles,
who is contractually obligated.
Yes, he comes in and kisses her, and... It breaks the spell, and happy ending. Even though it doesn't really solve anything, she could still send, like, assassins or some shit.
Yeah,
like,
true.
What happens to her? I forget.
That must be in the one where she sends the flying monkeys.
That's Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, I know. I'm just like, oh, God.
You're just done.
I don't know this. Whatever. This is a great movie.
Yeah, this might be my favorite casting we've done so far, honestly.
It's pretty loaded.
I really want to see those seven dwarves interacting.
Same. That would be an all-star cast. Would this be a comedy or a dramedy?
It's going to be based on the fucking movie, so whatever the movie is.
Oh, so we're not going to be taking creative liberties?
It's going to be Disney, so it has a little bit of everything.
I mean, I guess.
It's not just one genre. All right. It's got everything in it.
That makes sense.
Yep.
Great. Well,
Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. Dreamcast.
Da, 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 da.
Now when they actually do this shit, we're going to have to come back to it and see how many we got right
off our checklist. Yeah. Get ready,
you
Disney.
Know what's going to happen.
We're watching you.
We're always watching. Teaser for next week.
Hopefully.
It'd be weird to try to cast Monsters, Inc.
Well,
indeed. Goodbye.